Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. I'm your host Damon, and I would like to welcome back to the show the podcast queen, Mimo Anima. Welcome back, Mimo.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
So we wanted to throw it back old school and get started with, what has God been highlighting to you recently?
Okay, so that is, I have lots of ways to answer that question, I feel like. But I think the most important thing is that I've been on a journey, and I feel like it's coming. I'm seeing like the connection of where it started from several years ago to how it is now. And I've talked about this before, but when I read The Best Yes by Lisa Turkhurst, and then I went on to like the several years back started listening to the Unhurrying stuff with John Mark Comer. And now I think recently, probably like a month, I have started listening to John Ortberg's podcast that he has in the mornings. And then he did a gratitude challenge starting October 31st and ended in Thanksgiving. And I was just making a connection of how I can't be grateful for everyday little things unless I am in the mode or in the slowness, like the pace with Jesus, not in the cultural hurry of go, 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 get everything done, do this, do that, versus really walking with God. And I think that's the biggest thing, is that I will notice things more than I used to because I'm actually paying attention and not just looking straight forward, walking really fast to get to my next destination.
And I think as we are in the midst of the Christmas season right now, this topic is very relevant. We always feel like we have a lot of things to do, a lot of things on our checklist, a lot of gifts to buy, a lot of things, you know, parties to go to and things. It's very relevant. So can you share a little bit about how you're interacting with this slowing down in the midst of a busy Christmas season?
Yep. So let's see. I was telling Damon already that I have a party that I've been invited to that I know I'm going to say no to already, which is pretty...
That's unusual for you, right?
I don't turn down parties. I do enjoy... I'm an extrovert by nature, so I do like being with other people. I usually don't like missing things out. I feel like I should be in three places at once. That's just me. But because holiday season leading up to Christmas is extra busy, I know that I get really stressed out. I tend to be short with my family, my kids, with Kyle, not sleeping enough. Then I can get a cold. During like last Christmas and the Christmas, like with COVID, I know I couldn't do as much. So that was nice because I feel like I really was able to enjoy Christmas and really take in what it means, what the season means. It's not just about the presents. It's not all about the baking. It's not all about the parties. And it's really about Jesus. And yeah, I still enjoy gift giving and baking and things like that. But if I can slow down a little bit, I actually have space to be thankful for Jesus' birthday versus just being busy. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there are two major holidays that as Christians we celebrate, and that's Christmas and Easter. And I can see how, you know, especially recently, the enemy has tried to make us forget about them or lose the real reason for the seasons. By thinking about, oh, what are the things that we have to do? What are the ways that I can make them busy so that they don't have the time or the space to really recognize what God was doing in this season, right? And in sending us the greatest gift, which was his son, to be with us, it's really easy for us to be in those spaces, especially during the season, because of how many things we have to do and how rushed everything seems to be because there's that deadline. But just really being able to focus on it. How do you feel like you are kind of being proactive about that during this year?
So, proactive. Okay. I think in my mindset, I already know my shortcomings, I guess, as far as me wanting to be involved in lots of different things, and I have FOMO, which that was me way before FOMO was a word.
Okay, so if you don't know what FOMO means, it means fear of missing out.
I think that's me since, like, I don't know, when I was a kid. Anyway, so that's just me. So knowing that, I know I have to have better boundaries. Mm-hmm. And boundaries for me, definitely with people, but then also with me is more time. Knowing that time is precious, and we all get 24 hours. It doesn't matter how fast I do get things done or whatever. It's all 24 hours. And so I think knowing that I have limited time and I don't want to rush through things, I want to enjoy the time that I have, then that will make it easier for me to say no to things and keep it less busy.
Yeah, I think that's something that our society and our culture is really trying to impact us in a way of trying to cram as much stuff we can do in that 24 hours. And a lot of times it leads to things like less sleep, more stress, more worry, more anxiety. And I don't think that those are the things that God really wants us to experience, right? And in the pictures that we get through the Bible, it's like God wants us to experience more peace, more joy, you know, things like that. But during this season, especially when things get super busy, it just seems like it's very counter to what God is wanting us to experience.
Yeah. And when I was on my jog this morning, I didn't listen to any podcasts. I just wanted to listen to God. And granted, I think I was a little bit scattered and, you know, it's like, oh, squirrel. It's really like, oh, those lights are cool. Like, anyway, things like that for me. But what God brought back to mind and is when I go on my walks, 2 a.m, I do that usually before work. Most of the days, like maybe 4 to 5 times a week, I will actually stop and smell the roses. I will pick up leaves from the ground, bring it home and show it to my kids, which they probably don't care that I picked up a pretty red leaf. That is just like, I love fall, and it's so rare in Southern California to find bright red leaf. Or yellow, that's just pretty yellow, not like half dead yellow. Things like that, it's so easy to just walk over the leaves and not pay attention to the color, the beauty that's in the world. It's so easy to miss it because we're in so much of a hurry. So then God was also reminding me this morning too, that like with my work, I have the privilege of, being with family members when their loved one is passing away. Not every day, thank goodness, but that's just part of my job. And earlier this week, there was a person that was actively passing away. The medical staff were working with that person to try to bring that person back to life. But it was pretty evident that person was going to pass. So I was with the spouse for just the duration of time that she was waiting for her loved one to, she was hoping that he would come back. But anyway, so just that time, I was with her probably for like good, gosh, 30, 40 minutes because I didn't want her to be alone when this was all going on. And I always thought my work sometimes takes so much time and so much effort out, but God told me this morning, he's like, well, the reason you really like your job is because you make time for those things that are precious. Life is precious, and when people need that support, you're there for them, just rubbing their back. There's nothing I can say. But just being with the person that is in shock most of the time, not really understanding what's going on, I feel like God told me that I have the capacity to be there for a family member that is going through a really, really hard time because I have been able to prioritize my time better for myself. So I don't feel like I have to always be in a hurry. Go see the next person, go see the next person, go see the next person. I can say, no, this is where I need to be right now with this person, supporting this person, going through this horrible time. And their life. So anyway, God brought that to me today when I was jogging, that and it doesn't have to be this like life or death situation at my work. That's just what it happens to be. But when we're in so much of a hurry, it's so easy for us to ignore other people's joy or pain. You know, we say to each other, how's it going? Oh, good. And, you know, and you just kind of say, see you later. But when we actually have time for other people, we can find out more and be there for that person, whether we can share their joy, or we can like just be sad with them and give them words of encouragement, maybe pray for that person. I feel like when we're in such a hurry, like we don't even make eye contact with each other. Again, at my work, I try to say good morning or hello to people. Most of the time people are looking at their phone. They're not making eye contact. And I do that too. So I'm not guilty of doing that. But like one morning I was, you know, rushing to work. But when I pass people, I say good morning, make eye contact. And there's this one guy that I passed by. And I said good morning. And he like stopped and he turned around. And he goes, wait, did you just say good morning? And I go... And I was like, oh, shoot, maybe I shouldn't have greeted him. Like, I thought he was mad. And he looks at me, he goes, thanks for saying that. He goes, good morning to you. Like, because I think we're so not used to, like, actually even greeting each other because we're in such a hurry. And it was such a little thing. But I was like, oh, thanks, God. Like, thanks for just giving me space to know that those little things count. And that that's important. Like it's so important to acknowledge people, and we don't do that because we're in such a hurry. We don't acknowledge each other. And anyway, I don't know if that answers anything.
Well, what you're talking about, it seems like that's been kind of a common theme for the past few episodes, is that God's desire for us is to live in the present and to live in the now. And there's so many opportunities each day because of different things that we have, like our technology and our cell phones, or just different inputs that we have, different things that we have to do, that it's very easy for us to live in the future, all the stuff I have to do, or in the past, all the things that I didn't do, or all the things I regret doing, and it's very hard for us to live in the present, right? And so maybe that's God's gift to us in this Christmas season, and why it keeps continuing to be a theme is that God's gift for this year is that he wants us to be able to live in the present and to be able to enjoy the here and now and not miss out on some of the things that bring us joy, like the smelling the roses type stuff. And I remember, I feel like God kind of gave me that picture a long time ago when I was walking my parents' dog one day, and, you know, I was kind of in a rush, so I was hoping that the dog would, you know, do its business and we could get done with it really quickly. But the dog was really curious. And so every single tree, it would stop. Every single bush, it would stop. I was getting frustrated. I was like, come on, just hurry up. We got to finish this walk. And it would just stop. And I felt like the Lord said, the dog is enjoying this trip and is enjoying each little thing. And you're not. And you're the one that's missing out, because I'm giving you this opportunity to be like the dog and be curious and enjoy being in the moment right now. But all you're thinking about is all the stuff you have to do later. Mm-hmm. And I want you to be able to live in the now. And I was very convicted by it. But at the same time, I was like, that's pretty awesome that God wants that for me, to be able to enjoy what I'm doing right now, to be able to enjoy what he's brought to me in the moment. And so it does seem like that's a common theme over the past few episodes. So yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Mimo, because I really do feel like maybe that's the present that God wants to give each person in that's listening this Christmas, is the gift of being able to live in the present. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that I'm reading this book called The Liturgy of the Ordinary, and it's by Trish Harrison Warren. And like the little subtitle is Sacred Practices in Everyday Life. It's so I heard about it in one of the podcasts, I'm sure. But it,
yes, it was a John Mark podcast, because he interviewed her for sure.
Yeah. And she's a priest, Anglican priest and Anglican priest. Yeah, anyway, so it's interesting. I wish I had this book when my kids were little, because she talks about practicing or just like living with Jesus in our everyday. And when we have little kids, and I just want to bring encouragement to moms and dads that have little kids, you know, that are still in diapers, and you feel like, again, FOMO, you feel like you're missing out because your schedule changes, your life changes drastically when kids come into your life, and you are not able to leave as, like, you have to plan things more than you used to. You can't just take off and go do things when your friends are like, hey, you want to go do this? Like, oh, sure. You can't. So, and then, you know, I remember being bitter sometimes even with not being able to participate in things with Catalyst or just anything because I was taking care of my kids. And oftentimes, you know, taking care of the kids fall onto the moms. Not always, but oftentimes that's just the way it is with most families. So then reading this book, it talked about how really when we are taking care of our children, even changing dirty diapers, even like holding a screaming baby, when you feel like you're so exhausted and think of all the things that you wish you were doing instead, those little moments when we're taking care of other people, we're doing things, we're practicing, we're like actually building onto the spiritual practice of caring for others, like being patient, and we can appreciate every moment like that we think are so mundane and we think are so not important, because it's just like, oh, this is what I do every day, pick up cereal from the floor and clean up their mess, this and that. But those things are like, God doesn't always give us these great big moments, but every day he wants us to appreciate that God's with me when I cried more than I think I did with my second son, because he was so difficult sometimes. So I'd be so tired, I'd be so crabby and tired and just not in a good place, and God was with me, Jesus was with me, holding me when I felt like I'm just saying I can't do this, and I clean up after the kids and I'm like, what am I doing, God? Like, what is my purpose in life? But God's there. We kind of just forget that God's there. But anyway, so I think that's the same with just what I've been talking about. We just forget that God's always with us because we're in so much of a hurry and we just feel like everything that we have to do is great. So going back to society and culture, I think we hear people telling us that God has these great big plans for you, which he does. I think the issue that we come to having a problem with is that we think of greatness as being famous, being on Twitter and having all these followers, being on whatever social media platform and having all these people like your comments. You're doing these great, 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 successful by worldly measures or worldly view. And we forget that when God says, I have great things planned for you, greatness thing planned for me could be that I am there for a person that is hurting. Greatness for me could be that I am there for my child who needs their diaper changed. Greatness for me could be being there for my spouse who needs encouragement. So I think, bringing in the cultural thing, we forget that greatness can be everyday, mundane, boring things. It does not have to be anything spectacular like what we see on TV, movies. So that's another thing that I've been thinking about too.
Yeah, that brings to mind a time when I was in seminary, and one of my professors was talking about kind of making an impact. And so he was talking about, you know, he's a professor at Biola, and all the students that he has, and he said, you know, I can teach to thousands of students and I can help them in their faith. But then he goes, but if I don't get it right for my two kids, then I'm not I missed out on this opportunity that God has given me. And really, he was like, this should be my main priority. It's not my ministry. It's not my teaching job. It's really my ability to share God's love and his grace and raise up my kids mm-hmm. to love the Lord. And mm-hmm. I was like, wow, that's convicting, mm-hmm. but it was also very like, that's really cool that he has that perspective where it doesn't have to be all these big things that he's doing, which he is doing big things, but he recognized that it's some of these smaller things that he's mm-hmm. doing and the ways that he's able to help his kids to know the Lord. Yep. That's really the great thing for him.
Yeah. So I think if we're, again, going back to the hurry thing, if we're in so much of a hurry, that's so easy to miss because we are in a hurry because we want to do these things. And the things we want to do are usually, I use the word great, but like whatever word you want to use, like great meaning like, oh, like things that we get noticed for. Mm. Things that other people are like, oh my gosh, she's doing such awesome thing, you know, doing whatever. But that's why we're in a hurry, though, because we think greatness is something that has to be big and noticeable. So we have to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G so fast to get to whatever the destination you need to. So I think it's so easy to miss the little things that we're doing for our children, for our family, our friends, if we're in so much of a hurry. So I think for me, like, I think I feel like it's just everything is starting to connect. Why the reason God wanted me to start having better boundaries like several years ago and say no to things, because when I say no to things, or when I say yes to things, which were usually having fun in a different way outside of my family, like going to hang out with parties or just being with friends, but when I'm saying yes to those things, I'm saying no to my kids or to Kyle. And then I think it's just, I'm just getting connected also with just life in general, because I'm always busy doing so much things. It's so easy for me to miss things. And when John Ortberg had one episode during his gratitude challenge, he talked about the numbering of days and that all our days are numbered, that really hit me because I think, I'm like, oh gosh, I think, God, this is what you've been trying to impress on my heart, is that all our days are numbered. My days are numbered. If you double my age, I don't know if I want to live till the double of my age, till 92, you know, anyway. So I think I have been in a life stage where I'm old enough now to like look back and see that I do not want to have regrets. And I think that also comes with my job when I see people who are close to end of life. Nobody ever says, oh, I wish I watched, you know, that extra episode of whatever on Netflix, or I wish I worked more, I wish I was able to make more money. I think most of the time when people are at the end of their life, what they think about is the relationships that they have or possibly have regrets that they missed out on. So with the numbering of our days, it's all connected with understanding, again, with time, it's limited. And when we're in so much of a hurry, we miss out on so much. And I do not want to look back and regret, oh gosh, all these things I could have done with my family, those who I care about, I missed out because I was pursuing and being in a hurry to do something that I thought was great, but maybe not, you know? So anyway, it's kind of random.
No, it's not random. I think it really ties everything all together because, you know, we really want, and I really feel like that's part of God's call for our lives. And that's why, you know, when he created, he said, it's not good for man to live alone because relationships are very important for us as human beings. And sometimes it's very easy for us to get distracted and think of all the things that we need to do and we miss out on the relationships that we have and we miss out on building those up or repairing the ones that have been hurt or damaged or, you know, and I think that it's really good to highlight that, especially during the Christmas season, because, you know, for some people, Christmas and the holidays can be hard, right? Because that's when we're around family and sometimes family is that's the ones that are able to hurt you the most, mm-hmm. because it's supposed to be the closest, right? And so just recognizing that God wants to heal our relationships. Mm-hmm. God wants to bring redemption to our relationships. And God wants us to be able to be present with the people that we are. Mm-hmm. And that's really part of his gift to us, is that he wants us to be able to experience a peace and a joy within our closest relationships. And that's really a place that can be fulfilling for mm-hmm. us.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Yeah, it's funny. And I apologize for people that I've talked to already about this, but the older I get, that I see, you know, just differently. Like, my priorities change. The way I want to spend my money changes, the way I want to, you know, just life priorities change as I get older. And what I want to focus on now is really, what am I, like, the legacy I'm leaving for my kids, people that are around me. Yeah. And it is going against a culture of focusing on me, and the worship of me. It's more really focusing on what God has, what God is doing through me for other people. Yeah. So anyway.
Okay, Mimo, so as we start to wrap up this episode, one of the things I wanted to make sure that we talked about, as this is, you know, you've become known as the podcast queen, but I think really, to me, that's one thing that's been really awesome as we've gotten to know each other more and built our friendship. It's just really the posture that you have is very, you know, to me, you are one of the most humble people, because you're always looking to recognize, are there areas in my life that I might be missing out on that God wants to teach me? Are there things that, ways that I can learn to be a better mom, a better person? Are there ways that I can experience God more? And really, in order to do that, you have to have a humble posture. And so I really wanted to talk to you about some of that, and just recognizing that, you know, you are always sending me podcasts and always sending us encouraging things. And so are there any podcasts that you would recommend to other people that might be looking to hear more from the Lord, or any other, you know, good teachers or good leaders that you feel like, yeah, I would recommend this to our listeners?
So I know we've talked already about John Mark Comer's stuff, teachings, and he actually started, he did, I think, season one of Rule of Life, which the first one dealt with Sabbath. And I think the next one coming out is prayer. So that was good. I recently just listened to Tyler Stanton, and he did one on prayer. That was really good. That was 6 episodes. And the last one was this week, and it was like a roundtable one. And that there actually was a lot of good things. I hadn't taken notes yet. So after I took notes, I was gonna actually pass it on to Kyle and Damon. So that might be coming. And I've started listening to Francis Chan again, and he's always so very convicting. And sometimes when he says, you know, when the things he teaches, I'm like, ouch.
Yeah, but he's not afraid to call people out.
Oh my gosh, but they're so good. And really makes me think of where my values are. And it really, I mean, really makes me think of what is important in my life and how does that show in my everyday, the things that I value? And I'm like, gosh, no, it doesn't say God. It doesn't say Jesus is the most important thing in my life, from if people see me the way I conduct my life. I don't think it's that. So I don't know. It's really convicting, but so good. I also listen to
Rebuilders.
Oh, yeah, Rebuilders and Red Church. So that's Mark Sayers from Australia. He has some really good things too. John Ortberg, I started listening to recently. That's been really good. I actually passed it on to my in-laws, and they really, really, they had never listened to really podcasts before, and mm-hmm. I had to tell them like where the app is on their phones and stuff. And they really enjoy the Gratitude Challenge. And so that was really cool. Let's see. Who else do I listen to? Oh, I listened to there was one called Intentional Parenting, I think. And that one actually has really good things for parents raising children and how to raise Christ children that are loving Jesus and that follow Jesus. So that one's been really good too. And again, I know I pass on a lot of podcasts to a lot of people. So if I have your phone number, chances are you're getting some text from me with saying, listen to this one. And sometimes I'll have little highlights that were spoken to me through that podcast. But I feel like, I don't know, I feel like God will like tell me like, oh, you should share this with these people or a certain person. And sometimes I'm like, God, really, like, do they probably get so tired of me forwarding them podcasts because sometimes it's kind of excessive. But, you know, it's they have that choice to listen to it or not. So I'll just keep sending podcasts when I hear them.
Yeah, I think it's so cool because back when Jesus was around, you know, there were rabbis that would walk around and travel, and they would have disciples, and the goal for the disciple was to be able to eventually do what the rabbi does. But in order to do that, they would have to follow the rabbi around, and they would do it so much that there was a saying that was called, it was good for you to be covered by the dust of your rabbi, because that just means that you're following so closely that you are just covered in, because right, they had dirt roads and things like that, that the dust would just kick up on you and you just be covered by the dust of your rabbi because you're following the rabbi so closely. Mm-hmm. And we live in a time now where we have so many different teachers that are learning from God, and we have so much more information that we can get from all of these different, we don't have to just follow one, we can follow multiple, and really, we're really following Jesus, right? And they're just giving different perspectives. Mm-hmm. And so we get a fuller picture of who God is and who Jesus is through all of these different teachers. And so I think it's really cool. So Mimo, I just want to say, I feel like you would be covered by the dust of Jesus if, you know, he was walking around on earth today, just because of your posture. And it's really an encouragement to me. And so that's why whenever you send me all these podcasts, I try to listen to them all, because really, you know, that's my heart too, is I want to be covered by Jesus's dust too.
Thank you. Yeah. I wanted to read one quote that was from Francis Chan. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So he quoted from a book, but I thought this was really good just with, I guess, how we treat people. And I think they all just tie together with our time and our focus. And then he says, in this universe, there is God, people, and things. We should worship God, love people, and use things. But if we start to worship ourselves, we will ignore God and start loving things and using people. It's a formula for a miserable life, yet it characterizes many people today. The worldwide craving for things is one evidence that people have turned away from God. So that's the quote, and it might not be word for word. I don't know. I think I was listening to podcasts, and I try to take notes when some things hit me. So I think my encouragement to everybody is that our focus not be so on us, but our focus be, of course, on Jesus, so that we can be used by Jesus, by God, for his purpose, not focus on me, and not be in so much of a hurry to make me better, make myself this, have me have more fun. Things like that. So, yeah. So with this holiday season, it's important for me to remember that we're celebrating Jesus, and I do want to celebrate, I guess, other people by buying gifts for them and things like that. But really, that's not the focus. The focus is God and Jesus' birth. So,
yeah. And as we focus on Jesus' birth, then we are more in alignment where we're able to love the people around us and use the things that we have and not the other way around, where we're loving things and using people.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Mimo. Thanks for coming on again. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
So Merry Christmas, everyone, as it's coming up. I don't know if we're going to have any more episodes before Christmas, but we may. So if not, Merry Christmas. And until next time, may you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season. Thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. You can check out more of our content on our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages by searching for Catalyst Christian Community. If you want to check out our church in person, we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Stanford Middle School in Long Beach. We'd love for you to come out and experience being a part of our church family.